This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 4/23/21, and this is show number 252. Well, tax them to oblivion and back again, right, Nick? I mean, that should have been the campaign slogan. You wonder if people really knew what they were voting for.
Well, I don't think it mattered who they voted for. He was going to get in regardless, and he did. But nobody should be surprised at seeing, you know, some ridiculous tax increase like we saw yesterday on the capital gains. I mean, going from 20% to, you know, ultimately 43.4%, I believe it is. So it's just an absurd number. But, you know, it's not only that tax that is a problem. It's the taxes that are going up everywhere else already. I mean, at least in the red states, I know that gasoline has jumped a dollar in this short amount of time. That's a tax on everybody, even though it's not officially a tax. And then you have the cost of goods. I mean, it's just been incredible. Try to buy a sheet of plywood now and see what the price is. It's just gone up dramatically. So we're seeing, you know, inflation on things we need rise incredibly by a drastic amount. And we're also seeing, you know, we're going to get a tax hike across the board. It doesn't matter if it's just the capital gains. You're going to see taxes increase in every single thing that you do, especially, you know, getting into the Paris Climate Accord and, you know, doing all this climate stuff. And, you know, it's absolutely crazy. But, you know, the taxes are going up. And that's really, you know, while we're waiting to get more details here, it's safe to say your taxes are going to go a lot higher.
Yeah, well, that's kind of baked in the cake. It's enough to make me want to move to Puerto Rico, Nick, although they're trying to make it into a state. I don't think that's going to happen, but one never knows, because in Puerto Rico, you pay a 4% income tax for income derived from outside of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, don't tell everybody, Kerry, because that might be our last safe haven. But eventually they'll, you know, I mean, that place has not become a state ever. It's only been a territory for as long as I can remember, but they will eventually try to make a state. If they can make DC a state, which is, you know, just a few square blocks, they could certainly make Puerto Rico a state.
Yeah, well, taxation without representation, right?
Well, that's what started the Revolutionary War. And again, you know, we're just really at a state. Nobody should be surprised by any of this. I mean, I tried to tell my members a long, long time ago when the election was going on. I said, hey, if, you know, Joe Biden gets in office, you know, you're going to see some dramatic tax increases, and it's starting to happen. And the problem is that it's going to hurt people from trying to become wealthy. I mean, that's what, you know, everybody's always looking to do better. Everybody's always looking to have more. I want my kids to have more than I had. I have a lot more than my parents ever had. I mean, that's the dream, right? To just continually every generation gets better and better. But at this stage of the game, if this goes through, there's no way the next generation is going to get better. They're not even going to have incentive to try to work.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, look what the stock market did yesterday, right?
Stock market sold off in a big way yesterday, and today it's up big. So, you know, it just goes to show you, on that back of that news, yeah, it really hit home to a lot of people. Now, this supposedly only affects people over $1 million, but it's going to affect everybody as taxes go up. Taxes go up, that's less money that you have to spend. That's less money you have to invest. That's less money you have generally to do any kind of repairs on your home and so forth. Forget about leisure and stuff like that. So it trickles down to just about everything. And the stock market took a really, really big hit yesterday. I knew something had to happen when I saw the charts just plummeting, the price on the S&P just plummeting. And then today, you know, we're right back up like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, well, is the market making a judgment on that?
Well, I think today is a Friday. So, you know, we never really fall on a Friday. We've learned that already. Fridays are a day where the markets go higher. And, you know, I think a lot of people are thinking, okay, that tax rate is really not going to happen. We'll have, you know, a lesser tax rate. Maybe we'll get, Goldman Sachs is putting 28% out there. I mean, from 43 to 28, you know, you're probably celebrating, but I think it's going to be higher than 28 on the capital gains. I can't see them, you know, backing off that much. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, the details are still very, very sketchy here. We don't really have a lot of them.
All right. Well, hey, you know, whatever will be, but the market keeps going up, which is good, right?
Yeah. I mean, the party still goes on. The problem is when this party ends, and we're not that far off to this party ending. I really thought it was going to end around the 24th of March. Obviously, with the Archegos decline or the Archegos hedge fund blow up, the market was hit with a ton of liquidity that weekend, and the markets have gone higher. So, you know, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt for right now. The trend is up. Volume is light. Keep an eye on the volume. That will tell you just about everything you need to know. Today, the spiders are trading very, very light volume again. I believe, you know, 26 million shares. It's 12:30 in the afternoon. So it's super light out here. And just give the market that upside bias for now.
All right. We'll leave it at that. So gold, silver got a little bit slammed today. It was slammed more in the morning. That's when you knew that the stock market.
Well, you know, honestly, gold is due for a pullback. It's due to consolidate the recent run. We've had such an amazing run in gold futures. You got to remember that basically on the 30th of March, we were trading, you know, below 1700. We were at 1676. You know, just yesterday, gold futures went as high as 1798. So, you know, we're due to pull back. We're into a resistance zone. But I love everything gold is doing right now. I couldn't ask for a better setup, better pattern. I'd like to see a week of this just go sideways. And then that would set us up for another catapult higher. GDX today, which was sharply lower earlier as well, that's coming off the lows now. So, I mean, it's down 8-9 cents. You know, we've had an amazing run there as well. Just need some more consolidation. Nothing goes up in a straight line. This is what markets do. They move up into resistance points, then they back off a little bit, they consolidate, then they make another stand and thrust higher again. So far, so good. And I love what gold is doing.
Hey, look at Bitcoin. It went below 49,050 is definitely resistance there. Looks like it made a real head and shoulders pattern there too, doesn't it, Nick?
Well, when I look at the Bitcoin chart, you don't have a great head and shoulders here, but what you do have is a monthly chart parabolic move. So that told us, you know, I think just the other day I did some charts. I said, hey, we're going to go down and test 49,000. Now, well, this is trying to be, they're trying to defend it here. A break of this level brings us down to probably around the 40,000 level. So, you know, again, somebody bought Bitcoin, you know, just a week ago up at that high print at 65,500. And here we are now at 49,500. So it's been a dramatic fall in just about a week's time.
If it crashes, how low can it go?
Oh, I think it'll go into the teens, probably around 17,000.
And my guess was like 12,000, but...
Oh, that's possible. Mm. I mean, I you couldn't rule anything out. The reason why I'm even getting the 17,000 level is because Bitcoin did base for a little while. It based for, you know, around just underneath the 20,000 level, and markets love to go back and test prior bases. So that's where I'm even getting that number from.
Oh, man, we're going to get hate mail, Nick. We're going to get such hate mail because, you know, because Bitcoin, like real estate, you know, only goes up, and the stock market too, of course, right? It only goes up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing, you mentioned hate mail yesterday, but on my Twitter feed yesterday, I put out something that came across my newswire was that the Biden administration wants to place an 80% tax on cryptocurrency trading. So when you cash out, you got to pay an 80% tax. And I put that on my newswire. Yes, I put that on my Twitter feed from my newswire. And you should have seen the reactions I got yesterday. I mean, it was unbelievable. Where are you getting that news? That's crazy. And I said, hey, it's not from me. It's just from the wire here. This is what was
mentioned.
Yeah, don't
shoot the messenger.
Yeah, I'm just giving you the message here. I'm not telling you what's actually happening. But yeah, if that happens, I mean, just think about it. They just killed the cryptocurrency industry.
Well, think about it. They don't even have to make it illegal and hand out a 5-year prison term for possession with intent to distribute Bitcoin, right?
No, they don't have to do anything like that. Just put that tax on there, and that's all it is.
Yeah, windfall profits tax.
That's right. And this is what we've been talking about. You know, these governments, I just don't see them allowing a competition out there when it comes to currency. They've never done that. I mean, maybe they start now, but I think they're going to their own digital currency. And that's ultimately what I believe is going to happen.
Hey, remember that guy, Von Neuhaus, man, he made a coin that looked similar. He called it a dollar or something like that. And he wound up serving time. Lengthy jail sentence.
That's right.
Selling
that's right.
coins.
That's
so.
Right. There was even a point in time where they weren't even going to allow Chuck E. Cheese money, you know, coinage that you can use inside the store. So, you know, people seem to forget these things when it comes to currency. I know now we're in the digital world and everybody gets all excited. Oh, blockchain. These guys aren't going to let the middleman just disappear. They are the middleman.
Yeah, well, the banks, you know, the whole banking sector is based on being intermediaries, as they call them, or middlemen. And we're getting to the point where, oh, they're joining in, they're buying cryptos and all this. Hey, let's see what happens. I'm not pronouncing the death of Bitcoin yet, but if it doesn't hold up a technical support there, starts going down to the low 40s, you know, it'll bounce back. It'll have some dead cat bounces, but that chart looks really, looking at the 1 month chart, it's really negative. Yeah, if you look at the 1 year chart, it looks amazing. But the 1 month chart is devastating.
Well, I'll give you a better chart. Look at the monthly chart and look at it going back 3 years. You'll see Bitcoin was basing around that 10,000 level, broke out, as you know, went to 65,000. That's what I call a parabolic move. Parabolic moves that go up, they come down the same way. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, and all my friends are telling me, you don't know anything about cryptos, you know nothing. And I'm not putting them down just for the sake of putting down, just pointing out limitations that exist. And these crashes, we've seen them in Bitcoin 4 times before, I think 4 prior crashes. And the last one was devastating. If you bought in at 19.5, which was the peak, it went down to, I think, 3,200 or 3,900. And it took it like a couple of years to get out of the doldrums there.
Yep. And, you know, I understand everybody's love affair with it. But again, it doesn't make anything. It doesn't pay a dividend. And people will tell me that about gold and silver. But you know what? Gold and silver, greatest conductor of electricity. Silver is in just about everything now. I mean, you could look at any product out there. You need silver. Where do we need Bitcoin for? Where are we going to put it? Does it go in a catalytic converter? Does it go in a computer? Does it go in a cell phone? Doesn't go in anything as far as I know. But people have fallen in love with it as the anti-fiat currency. And again, you need dollars to get it. I have a hard time wrapping my head around it when I look at it that way.
And let's not forget, it was just a year ago, it hit a low of around 5,000, 5,100. I mean, when we look back in 2018, 3,400, 3,200, it went there before, and that was following the parabolic move that got up to 19,500. So it's tripled from its last parabolic move and gone even higher. And that's not to say that it's not going to go to 100,000. It's just, like you said, Benjamin Graham used to say, the tree does not grow to the sky.
That's right. You know, everybody should go back, though, and look at, revisit the tulip bulb mania in 1637. And, people will see what people were willing to pay for this black tulip bulb. It was really quite something. I lived a short time in Holland. And, I used to always ask about that story because I was just so fascinated with it. And people were paying, months and months worth of salary, sometimes a year's worth of salary for a tulip bulb. So, there are manias and everything. And I just think this is one of them.
Yeah, well, hey, look at it this way. On the bright side of things, there's always Dogecoin.
Yeah, there you go.
Even that's down 21.5% today to 23 cents. Poor Elon Musk. He's losing a fortune here. Nick, he's losing big money. He probably sold out already. He's too smart to lose money on this stuff.
But yeah,
it's just absurd. But anyways, send us your hate mail to kl@carrylutz.com. Go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See his latest trading gains and his extensive trading record. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds @ITMS, @NickSantiago01, @CarryLutz. Nick, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great weekend.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds @ITMS and @NickSantiago01.